Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Michael's going to be on for a little bit. I'm so excited about that. We didn't think we'd have him on at all tonight, but then what happened with Will Smith hitting Chris Rock, literally going up on the stage of the Oscars and hitting Chris Rock, all of a sudden everything changed. And this is going to be something they're going to be talking about.
By the way, he is accepting his Best Actor Award right now.
He did get it? Oh, my gosh. I wish you could put it on. We could all hear it. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's get Michael Battle on. Is he with us yet?
I have him on. Mike, are you there?
Michael, are you there? Then he had to take.
Sorry. I am here. Give me 5 minutes to watch this speech. I'll be right back.
Okay. Wow. He got Best Actor, man.
He was the favorite. After he won the SAG Award, and I think he won the Golden Globe, he became the favorite to win. And so what happened tonight, I don't have closed captioning on. I cannot read it. We'll have to wait for Michael to
tell us what was said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. I thought that this, what happened on stage tonight, hitting Chris Rock, could adversely mess with him when it came to this.
No, the
final.
The votes are in.
I thought they would hold it back and say, no, we'll announce it later. That's what I thought would happen, and it didn't.
The only thing I think they could do at that point, because they're in the broadcast, they're in the telecast, they'll say, I don't know how you handle it. I really don't, because do you take it off to a side room? Do you say, we're going to delay this? I don't think there's any good thing you can do when this type of thing happens. And so I was going to say, if this is a bit, and
I was thinking the same thing, Jonathan. Was this a bit?
If this is a bit, this is the most impactful bit between two people probably since Andy Kaufman and that whole intergender wrestling thing in the early 80s. I'm dead serious. This thing has stunned a lot of people. I'd say everybody.
So you don't think this was in the moment? You think this might have been planned? Because I was thinking about that.
I personally think it is real. I'm saying if this was some sort of elaborate prank or joke or bit that Chris Rock and Will Smith did, then you got us all.
Okay, so those that are just now joining us, if you didn't know, at the Oscars tonight, live on television, Will Smith, his wife was talked about from the lips of the host, and that was Chris Rock.
No, he's not the host.
He's just a presenter.
He was a presenter.
Oh my gosh, I thought he was the host again.
No.
Okay, so he was the presenter, and he was talking about Jada Pinkett Smith.
They may have cut him off.
Did they cut him off?
They are cutting out of the video from the ceremony. They are cutting back and forth from a placard. Then they were going back and forth to the Williams sisters who were in the audience. Now they're back on Will Smith. the people in the control room at for this broadcast must be losing their minds right now.
Minds, man. Oh, my gosh. We're already at 10:14, but people are going to stay and watch this because they want to know, okay, what's next? What's going to happen tonight? Well, is it going to be a brawl out in the audience? What's going
to
happen?
I know they still have Best Picture to give. I think they still have Best Actress. They still have, I think, at least a couple of awards to go. They're not done with the actual ceremony. And this is the ironic thing about this is that they put some of these categories that they award Oscars for, they cut them out of the main ceremony and they moved them so that they could cut down on the time for the broadcast. You know, you remember that whole controversy.
Right.
And so then this happens. Wow, man. This is
I don't know.
Wow.
You know, here's the thing. I know when it comes to pageants, a lot of times you have girls fighting backstage. Okay. I was in a pageant once for Miss Black America in Los Angeles. It was the big event, televised the whole thing. And, I'm just saying the mothers came up and went to blows because they felt like their daughters should have won.
Yeah.
And I found a payphone, called my husband, not my husband at the time. We were actually engaged. And said, I'm coming home early. This is crazy. So things like that would happen at a pageant. We've heard more and more about that over the years. So what? This thing right here, this could change the way the Oscars do their business. It could change so much.
I mean, okay. Again, we talked about this earlier in the evening regarding another subject. And it's one of those things where, you know, like you said, it is ugly that this happened. But if Will Smith felt like he was defending the honor of his wife and he was defending the honor of against someone who has repeatedly struck against his wife, and now he's getting a standing ovation. I don't know if we have Michael on. I'm going to
bring
him on.
Right now he's getting a standing ovation.
As he's walking off the stage. As he's walking
off
the
stage. Chris Rock.
No, Will Smith.
Will Smith, okay, right after his speech. Okay, so he got a stand. Look, you cannot talk about your wife. His mouth should never have held those words. Never. And do you remember exactly what those words were?
I haven't seen it. I have not. I've seen, the only thing I've seen was him talking, Will Smith coming up to him, slapping him, and then him walking back. I have not heard anything to do with the joke. To do with what Will Smith was saying in the audience. I have not heard anything.
Okay. I am back.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much.
We need the deets, man. We need the deets.
We need the details, Mike. Come on.
I am sweating. I wasn't supposed to be on, but the craziest thing ever, you have covered most of the high-level points. Chris Rock comes on stage. He tells a few jokes off the cuff as we've seen him do when he was the host of the Oscars before. And he cracks a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's short haircut. She's wearing very short hair because she has alopecia, the condition that makes you lose your hair. So she buzzed it all down. He cracked a joke about he's looking forward to seeing G.I. Jane 2, as if, you know, she looks like a G.I. Jane doll.
Oh, wow.
And whether he knew that she had a medical condition or not, Joey's shaking his head. What was it, the wrong thing? Oh, sorry. The movie. Yes, he corrected me. The movie G.I. Jane. Thank you so much. Not G.I. Joe, G.I. Jane. Anyway, whether he knew about her condition or not, Will Smith walks on stage promptly, and we're thinking maybe this is a bit. And Jonathan, he didn't slap him. He outright punched Chris Rock in the face, a full-on right hook. You could see Chris's whole body move to the side. And then he walks back to his seat and sits down, and then shouts to Chris Rock on stage, "Keep my wife's name out of your expletive mouth." And this gets bleeped on the American feed, but people are posting that clip from other countries where it was not bleeped out. And they have a little, and then the Chris Rock says, really, you know, over a joke. And Will Smith repeats the same line to him, shouting over the entire Dolby Theater of almost 4,000 people in tuxedos at the Oscars. The audio comes back in. Chris Rock says, wow, you know, this might just be the most, I think he's an exciting Oscars ever. And then he proceeds with the rest of his piece of the show. That was maybe 10 minutes ago. It has since then been the most awkward Oscars ever. I mean, we all say in show business, the show must go on. And everyone in that room is playing along as if it is normal right now. But you can see it all over their faces. Nothing is normal. And the next piece was the in memoriam. That was the worst part because no one was paying attention. People were looking at their phones because everyone was trying to figure out, was this a bit? It was not a bit. You could see the red on Chris Rock's chin from getting punched. You could see the change in how his mouth moved from getting hit so hard by Will Smith. And as you mentioned, Will Smith just won for Best Actor, which Sam Jackson was on stage, and it was obviously awkward that he was going up there. And Will Smith cried through the entire acceptance speech and did apologize to the Academy, and he did try to highlight the other people in the project and how he is, you know, this award is about them and that this should highlight their work, and joked that, you know, he hopes that the Academy will allow him to come back. But he didn't apologize to Chris Rock. And for me, the biggest takeaway of this terribly trashy behavior on Will Smith's part, the biggest takeaway is we finally get some material diversity, you know, significant diversity of black people at the Oscars. And this is what one of the biggest black stars in the world does to another one of the biggest black stars in the world. It is completely uncalled for. I can't believe they let him stay in the auditorium this long. He should be kicked out. That was assault on live television. He ruined the Oscars.
Wow. You think Will Smith ruined it?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I think Chris Rock ruined it. You cannot come out on the stage of the Oscars and talk about somebody's wife like that. To embarrass her in front of what, billions of people? You can't do that. Why would you say he's the one that trashed it when Chris Rock was the one that initiated this whole thing? He never should have said that. Certain jokes just shouldn't be told like that on a set like this.
We've heard far worse jokes out of Chris Rock, out of other hosts of other shows, especially the Golden Globes. We've heard people hurl unbelievable insults for entertainment on these award shows. Insults so edgy and so offensive that the whole audience groans or gasps because they can't believe what the person just said. And every person in Hollywood over every award show has always taken it in stride with a grimace, and they go fight it out afterwards and scream. Whatever happens, if a feud sparks off, that will happen afterwards. No one goes up on stage and physically reacts to some name calling. That's just not how adults operate in a business this big.
I disagree with that. I'm sorry, Jonathan, you can jump in if you want to, but as the woman on the station right now, I totally disagree with it. Some men will absolutely defend the honor of their wives. Absolutely. So, and although I do think it was really awful, just terrible, especially in African American. It's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? He's getting this amazing award and this is what we see? Yes, it's upsetting, Michael, infuriating, but at the same time, Chris Rock should not have opened his mouth against his wife, period.
I feel like, again, comedians always push the envelope. And if you are a major global star as big as Will Smith is, and you're sitting nearly front row of the Oscars, just two awards from potentially winning an Oscar. If someone insults your wife, the reaction shouldn't be to go on stage and punch the person in the face. That is just such a classless activity. You should resolve that in some other way. He has unbelievable wealth and power and influence. Really, the best way to solve the problem was to punch someone? That just seems insane.
So I'll chime in real quick because we do have to get a break in. The thing that I think Michael is maybe alluding to is you should probably take that backstage. Don't do that in front of the viewing world and do that that kind of behavior if you're Will Smith. Take it back, you know, you got to take it on the chin, I guess, at that moment, and then you take it backstage. And then maybe you duke it out backstage, but not in front of the cameras. That I think is what Michael is alluding to.
Okay, if anyone would like to,
we're putting on a show.
Yeah, and it may bring back the big numbers for the Oscars. This may be the thing that people, I got to watch this year to see who else gets hit.
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, it will. It will for sure. Trust me, this is going to change the Oscars forever. This is going to bring a new generation of people who are going to say, well, I can't miss it because you might get something crazy happen.
I'm telling you right now, though, Saturday Night Live, anything out there that's gonna that spoofs anything, they're gonna find a way to mix this with like Survivor or like Road Rules Challenge or something, some type of reality show. They're gonna mix this with that in a spoof.
We have to take a break, you guys, and we'll come back right away because I want to ask that question from you, of you, Michael. Was this staged or not? We'll be back. It is now 10:28 here at WCCO. Very quickly, I want to have my son come on and say goodnight to everyone. Michael, it has been a remarkable night, and people are going to be talking about this for a while, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. People are going to be talking about this for years. It'll be that one moment during the pandemic when that crazy thing happened. In fact, I'm sure we'll just chalk this up as something else that happened during the pandemic times of this age. Again, I am very much, I don't think Will Smith was in the right here. I think he ruined the night. He really did. As Amy Schumer, when she came back after it happened, as she kind of joked, it changed the whole tone of the room. It changed the tone of the Oscars. It's all anyone's talking about. People on their phones. And there are still amazing moments happening. People are winning awards and their lives are changing. And yet all that has now been tainted by this one event. So it is, I think, sad at its core. It is really unfortunate that he chose to behave that way. But we'll see how it all pans out for him and what happens to his career thereafter.
That's for sure. And, of course, they have that one last award to give away. Am I still right about that?
Yeah, we're still waiting. They just did Best Actress, and we're still waiting for Best Picture.
Best Picture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Michael, I sure appreciate you sticking and staying with us for a few minutes. Thank you, honey.
For sure. And also, real quick, Dune's had a big night, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, was it four Oscars? Four?
I haven't even been counting. They've had a really big night. I'm so excited that Power of the Dog has not had a big night because, you know, I don't like that movie. But, yeah, Dune is doing great, and it's been an exciting night for them.
You should have said that about that movie. All right, son. I love you so much. Take care.
I love you, too. Talk to you. Bye.
All right. We're going to take a break and do some weather next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is now 10:36 here at WCCO. We've been talking about Will Smith, who actually went up on stage at the Oscars and just about knocked Chris Rock out. Unbelievable. And of course, you've been hearing a lot about this. We do also want to mention the movie that won Best movie. Okay, Jonathan, go tell it.
The best picture winner of 2022 is a film by the name of CODA, C-O-D-A.
D-A.
Which is a acronym for Child of Deaf Adults.
Yeah. Yep. And you loved that movie. You had a chance to watch it before the Oscars and you loved it.
Yeah, I so full disclosure, because we are in the union of SAG-AFTRA, we do get the opportunity to vote on the SAG Awards. And a lot of the movies that you see at the Oscars and at the Golden Globes and a bunch of these other award shows, they are up for nominations for SAG Awards. And so CODA was one of those. And I did watch it, and I did like it, and I liked it enough where I voted out of the five films that they allow in that award show, in that award event. I voted for that as Best Picture.
Okay. Was Julia Roberts in that movie or no?
No. Marley Matlin is the mother in this movie.
She kind of looks like Julia Roberts to me, but maybe.
I don't think Julia Roberts. I think there are a couple other actresses I think she looks more like than Julia Roberts, but
okay.
Marley Matlin has been she's an Oscar winner, and now her co-star in this film, Troy Kotsur, who played the dad in this film, he won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. So now they both have Oscars. I like, you know, comedies or heartwarming films in a lot of ways, and this was a heartwarming film. It was more formulaic. It wasn't anything that kind of that would blow the genre out of the sky. It would not be life changing or genre changing or anything like that. It was pretty formulaic, but it was formulaic in a very good way. And so I enjoyed it, and I'm glad it won.
Yeah, I know you are, and I have to see it to check it out. I know Michael sees every one of the Oscar movies every year, the ones that are chosen to be picked for the best. And I don't know. For me, I have to really watch. A lot of movies today don't move me. Even when I try my best to see them, they just don't move me. But maybe it's my problem and not anybody else's problem for sure. Hey, Jonathan, I do have to ask you one more time as we wrap up this whole conversation about what happened on the stage at the Oscars with Will Smith and Chris Rock. If you were a married man and you were a star sitting in the audience at the Oscars, and your wife was someone actually spoke badly of her, made a joke of her problem that she has with alopecia. Would you have said some of the words that Will Smith said? I don't think you would ever have gotten up and gone on the stage. In fact, Michael was the one who said, yeah, take it backstage. Will Smith is getting the award. He's going to be backstage, you know?
Yeah.
Take it backstage. But they didn't. I mean, he walked up there and did that. What would you say to your wife, or how would you feel about someone denigrating her on live TV in front of billions of people?
Oh, boy. I'd like to say that I could tell you exactly what I'd do and exactly what I'd know.
Because you're
do.
Not married, you don't
because
know.
Because I'm not married,
right?
I don't know.
Okay, so but, what do you think your father would have? Okay.
But I will say this. I'm not mad at Will Smith for what he did, because apparently this is something that has been ongoing. And for
where did
all
you get that from?
No. I people have talked about this is an ongoing thing with Chris Rock digging at Will Smith and Will Smith's family and all this. It's a joke line for it's a source of material. I'll say this for Will Smith's the word I'm trying to say is for what he's done for people in the industry, not just the movie industry, but the music industry with his time as rap artist, as a hip hop artist. For as much as he's done, he does take a lot of shots. He does take a lot of pot shots in his direction. And this might have been a night where he got fed up. He got sick of it. And he said, you know what? we can't do this. Maybe he's tried to talk to Chris Rock about this outside of the cameras, outside of the limelight, and Chris might have just said the bleep with it and decided to give it one last dig. And Will might have said, I told you once, I told you twice, I told you I'd do something, and he did something. We don't know the whole backstory. We don't.
No, of course we don't, but I'm wondering if it was staged. You and I talked about that earlier tonight, and I wish we had time with Michael to ask that question, but even though it doesn't look like it's staged to most people, I'm sure, I just wonder, because the Oscars have really been losing their audience for a long time. For years now, and they want that audience back. Well, this will do it. You know, people expect, I mean, I would expect that for the Grammys or for, the Country Music Awards. I just never would have thought this.
No. I don't think it would have happened. I don't think this would have happened. And of course, I'm going to be stereotypical in what I say about this, and it sucks to say this. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. People, when they think of something like that, they think of like the Vibe Awards or the Source Awards or, you know, something in black culture. I'm telling you right now, there are people that are thinking that right now and that are going to go down that route. I'm telling you this right now. I'm dead serious. Because there have been incidents at these type of awards, like the Hip Hop Awards and all of this stuff, and so people are gonna look at this and they're gonna put their own spin on it and they're gonna assume something on this when it shouldn't be, But I don't think this gets the bump that you and Michael think it does. It might get a bump next year. It may get a bump in 2 years. 3 years from now, it's a footnote. 3 years from now, no one's going to glue their eyeballs on the Oscars or any other award ceremony that does this and care. I think that's the case.
Okay, so you remember when Kim Kardashian's ex-husband went up on
Kanye
the stage?
West.
Yeah, Kanye West.
I thought about that a few minutes ago, yes.
Right. Now, he didn't hit anybody. You know, he said some horrible things. I mean, he really said some horrible things that really hurt Taylor. So I'm just curious to know if that was as egregious as this is. I mean, because people were shocked. And it was the Grammys, and it's hard to shock people with the Grammys because everyone's looking at the outfits.
Yeah,
but I'm just wondering what you think about that.
Well, actually, it wasn't the Grammys. It was the Video Music Awards. It was the MTV Video Music Awards. And again, there wasn't a big bump out of that. There was a bump out of that incident for about a year or year and a half. And I know because I actually dressed as Kanye West the Halloween after that happened. I was suggested to dress up as Kanye West at the VMAs. And yeah. I went ahead and did it. So it had a bump for about a year or two. And now it's a footnote. And who watches the VMAs anymore?
Anymore, yeah.
I don't think it's going to have the long-term effect that you and Michael think it does. This will.
Mm. I don't know. I'm so shocked that it's the Oscars. The Oscars is known as the most elegant, well-put-together award show, some say in the world, okay? Some say in the world, but definitely in our country. It's at the top. And so do you think that this is going to take down how we see the Oscars? Do you think that if this can happen now, will people say, I'm never going to watch again? If this is where we're going, no, thank you.
I think there will be people that say it. I think it's in a small fraction. I don't think it's – I think there are people that will give it another go, give it another chance, and when they see that an incident like this one doesn't happen next year, they'll say, okay, I'll keep watching. I don't think it's going to have a big bump either way past 2 years from now.
I don't know. I think it's going to be the standard. They're going to set the rules because of this happening. I think they're going to reset the rules, and they're just going to make sure that could never, ever happen again. And as a presenter, I don't know why Chris Rock went there. That wasn't smart of him.
This has been, but you keep going there, and I'm going to say this in account to counter that point. This is who comedians are. You know, everybody wanted Ricky Gervais on their award show until they got Ricky Gervais on their award show, and they got Ricky Gervais on their award show.
Yeah, right. The for real.
Exactly. So this isn't. Was Chris Rock going out of bounds?
Of course
he was.
She's sitting there in the audience near her husband, right by her husband, and of course you can see that her receding hairline, right? And I know. Going to black beauty shops, I have seen many black women with alopecia and how they deal with that. So I'm thinking to myself, you don't want to go there, Chris Rock. Why would you want to go there?
And I think part of your reaction to this is you having a personal connection to this. Even though you're not personally affected by it, you see other people that you know about, that you care about, that you interact with, that have this same affliction that Jada Pinkett Smith has. And so it digs into you more because you have seen the effects.
Right.
I can't really go out and say this is not who Chris Rock is. This is who he is. This is who he is. And maybe he let himself out a little bit too late at night on a Sunday. Should have been finding Jesus today. I don't know what. But
okay,
again,
so here's the new question. Here's the new question. Was it a slap or was it a punch?
At this point, I don't think it really matters. I don't think it really matters one way or another. It's, as Michael said, if this had happened on the street, someone could get arrested for assault, whether it was a slap or a punch. Mm-hmm. I don't think the grade of incident of offense is different because of what it was. Now, there was an incident that happened a couple of weeks ago in basketball with the coach of Michigan, Juwan Howard. And he put his hand out toward an assistant coach from Wisconsin. And people will say, okay, it wasn't a punch, but he hit him with an open hand. He kind of grazed him. He didn't graze him. He hit his face with his open hand. And people are looking at varying degrees of, okay, he didn't punch him. He just kind of
looked like he punched him to me.
Right. And so there are people out there that say, no. Doesn't matter whether you slapped him, punched him, whatever. You struck him.
That's very true.
And I don't think there are varying degrees of assault. But I don't know if it would change if you cold cock somebody with a fist or if you slap them across the hand. I don't know if it goes that far to varying degrees, but we got a break.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. It is now 10:55 here at WCCO. We are wrapping up this hour and the show. Really appreciate my son, Michael Battle, getting on very quickly to talk about what happened tonight. And, of course, you'll be hearing so much about it for the rest of the week. There's no doubt about that. Jonathan, you and I are still, I don't know about you, I'm still a little stunned that this would happen at the Oscars. I can't even imagine what the red carpet is going to sound like or what it's going to be like. Because everyone's going to want to comment on it.
To be honest, this is something that I say when in situations where violence happens in a community that is, you know, one of those quiet, out of the way communities, and people say, "Oh, we never thought it could happen here." And one of my responses is, "Well, it can happen anywhere. This can happen anywhere, anytime. It really can." And I think we just have to get over our thoughts of, this is always going to be this way. This is always going to be prim and proper and whatnot, because things can happen. Things can happen at any time.
Well, I'm not happy about it, that's for sure. But I sure appreciate everyone sticking and staying with us tonight for Steel Talk. And it was a truncated show, but wow, this is something that we'll be talking about for a lifetime, for sure. Take care of yourselves. Be kind to one another. Good night.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It is now 10:55 here at WCCO. We are wrapping up this hour and the show. Really appreciate my son, Michael Battle, getting on very quickly to talk about what happened tonight. And, of course, you'll be hearing so much about it for the rest of the week. There's no doubt about that. Jonathan, you and I are still, I don't know about you, I'm still a little stunned that this would happen at the Oscars. I can't even imagine what the red carpet is going to sound like or what it's going to be like, because everyone's going to want to comment on it.
To be honest, this is something that I say when in situations where violence happens in a community that is, you know, one of those quiet, out of the way communities, and people say, oh, we never thought it could happen here. And one of my responses is, well, it can happen anywhere. This can happen anywhere, anytime. It really can. And I think we just have to get over our thoughts of this is always going to be this way. This is always going to be prim and proper and whatnot, because things can happen. Things can happen at any time.
Well, I'm not happy about it, that's for sure. But I sure appreciate everyone sticking and staying with us tonight for Still Talking. It was a truncated show, but wow, this is something that we'll be talking about for a lifetime, for sure. Take care of yourselves. Be kind to one another. Good night.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.